just so hard to wrap your arms around the fact that your child would do heroin.
She told me that day in the hospital, I'm not done using. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, you are.
It's not that OxyContin is particularly powerful. It's that pain is particularly confounding.
Every muscle and bone in your body hurts.
It's so important for the mental health and substance abuse issues to be treated together.
We continue our series now on the opioid crisis in America, and we turn to New Jersey. In 2016, overdoses of the synthetic opioid fentanyl killed nearly 900 people in New Jersey alone. And now, New Jersey is saying pharmaceutical companies are largely to blame. Last week, New Jersey filed a lawsuit against drug maker Insys Therapeutics, claiming the company unlawfully pushed its opioid fentanyl prescription to a broad population when it was only FDA approved for certain cancer patients.
It's a very powerful opioid that's been used to sort of ease cancer patients into death. It's used for what's called breakout pain, which is pain that when you're on a regular course of opioids that, you know, it just doesn't do the trick.
That's data reporter Stephen Sterling of NJ Advanced Media. And he says that in New Jersey, that's not the only way fentanyl was used.
In one case in Maplewood, New Jersey, a doctor lost their license after they began prescribing it for tonsillectomies, which is certainly, you know, a far cry from something that you would expect the most powerful opioid on the market to be prescribed for, something you might associate, you know, the treatment more being ice cream instead.
Stephen Sterling's been reporting on New Jersey's huge number of opioid overdoses and exactly why the state is going after drug maker Insys.
Well, according to a criminal probe into Insys, it was running a sort of like a pay-to-play scheme where they would give doctors different kinds of payouts, you know, in the forms of speaker fees and stuff like that, specifically for how much of the drug they were prescribing. And they did that by, you know, encouraging doctors to prescribe it for an array of things, despite the fact that the FDA had approved it for this pretty niche use.
So in other words, companies aren't allowed to promote a drug beyond what the FDA says a drug is used for, right? And the allegation here is that they had a whole system to make this drug a lot more popular than it was supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, the allegation is that it wasn't, you know, based on any kind of medicine at all. They were specifically telling doctors that if you prescribe more of this drug for whatever and, you know, encouraging various different possibilities for doing that, we will give you more cash in the form of, you know, speaker fees, which are meant to be, in most cases, you know, educational events where doctors will learn something. And the federal government alleges that this never even occurred.
I mean, is this just a New Jersey story, though, Stephen? Does this happen in other places?
We've seen a pattern of states around the country that are not only just suing Insys, but other marketers of fentanyl in different forms and other pharmaceutical companies in general, you know, most notably, of course, would be Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin.
And Purdue Pharma paid a criminal fine at the time, a record, I believe, $630 million in 2007 for illegally promoting OxyContin. Is there a chance that Insys is headed down a similar road here?
It's a much smaller company, to be sure. But, I mean, they've already reached settlements to this point of nearly $9 million with some of the states that have filed lawsuits against them. There are a couple more that are active now, including New Jersey. So it seems that, though perhaps on a bit of a smaller scale.
But is there evidence that executives there knew just how dangerous this drug was and that what they were doing could be extremely dangerous to the public?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're manufacturing a drug like this, and it's been around for a while, you would certainly have to. And I think that, you know, what you're seeing in, you know, some of these attorney general's actions that are filing the civil litigation is just sort of, you know, almost exasperation that, you know, this is something that's been going on for so long. I mean, the crisis was turning to fentanyl as we started to see more money poured into the marketing of the drug for various different things. You know, and when it comes to a case like Insys, which certainly appears to be, according to the allegations, you know, some of the most glaring examples of, you know, marketing a drug despite the known danger, it's almost, you know, comes off as how do you have the gall to do that given what we've been through and what we are seeing now in the general public with a drug like this?
Well, then how are prosecutors in the state of New Jersey connecting their allegations about what goes on between a drug company and doctors to the broader opioid crisis itself?
You know, in terms of doctors, it comes on, you know, a sort of case-by-case basis. New Jersey has a pretty robust prescription monitoring program. And they've, you know, that's allowed them to look at prescribing patterns sort of more distinctly, which is sort of where I think you end up with these lawsuits that are going on around the country. That's become a more common thing as well. You know, a lot of doctors in New Jersey, you know, we looked at fentanyl in particular recently, you know, have lost their licenses. You know, I mentioned the doctor tried fentanyl for, you know, tonsillectomies. You know, that is by no means the only case of that. We're seeing a lot of doctors losing their licenses that have gotten a lot of money, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, from drug companies, you know, marketing a specific drug, and then turn around and turn out to be some of the largest prescribers of said drug. Often cases, you know, when it comes to something like fentanyl, patients are unfortunately dying or suffering severe long-term injuries.
Well, Stephen, you mentioned there have been similar actions in other states. Are we likely to see lawsuits like this against INSYS spread across the country?
It would not shock me in the slightest, and I think we can probably expect to see it, similar actions against other companies. You know, Ohio recently filed a lawsuit against four different marketers of different types of fentanyl in particular, not including INSYS. They also filed a suit against Purdue. All indications are from the Attorney General of New Jersey is this isn't the end of what they're doing in terms of civil litigation.
Stephen Sterling, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Stephen Sterling, data reporter for NJ Advanced Media.
Hi, my name is Nancy. I'm calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I want to say it's not just about the drug companies. Somebody should look into any link between drugs and insurance companies, because it's insurance companies that say as long as you can get out of the hospital and on a pill that you don't even have to walk, you can get in a wheelchair and you can take a pill for the pain, then you can be dismissed from a hospital. And that is what helps people get addicted to these painkillers.
We want to keep hearing from you about the opioid crisis, your experiences, and what you want to see us cover in our ongoing coverage. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page. And if you missed it, we did a full hour coverage on the crisis last week. That's on our website at thetakeaway.org. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Fracture, creating modern photo decor by printing their customers' photo directly on glass. A Fracture is image, frame, and mount all in one, available in a selection of square and rectangle sizes. Learn more at fracture.me. And LegalZoom.com, providing American business owners with legal advice through its network of independent attorneys available in all 50 states. More information available at LegalZoom.com/takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.